This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We have gotten through all of one of the 30 things to stop doing to yourself.
Really?
Tonight. We've gotten through one tonight. We got through 10 a few months ago. We're going to try to get through some more of those. Of course, you may make a call into the show and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Brett.
And Mark.
Hey, Brett's here courtesy of the School Sucks Project. He is making a move back to the Manchester area in New Hampshire for a variety of reasons, as I understand it. Not that Keene's a bad place to live.
Brett. Not at all, no.
But you're moving out, and it's kind of a hassle to come all the way out to Keene to do a radio show. So this will be your last regular week on Free Talk Live. Not to say you wouldn't be welcome to come back in the future. You certainly would.
Yeah, I would certainly look forward to that as well. So, yep, this will be the last one.
So in between now and then, and anytime you like, you can go and get more of Brett and some of his co-hosts on his show, School Sucks, the podcast. You can go and go to schoolsucksproject.com. There's video that you can watch. There's audio that you can download. It's a forum that you can get interactive with.
Yep, about 300 podcasts. The most recent with a caller that you and I took a caller a few months ago from a young guy named Nick. He was 15.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He wanted to drop out of high school to pursue yak herding.
The yak guy, yeah.
Yep. Well, he's still in school. And he's still herding yaks, and we had a great conversation the other day, and that's the next thing that I'm going to post.
So you're scooping the Edgington Post here.
Oh, really?
I've got Nick scheduled.
Zing. Yeah, I've heard about this guy. He obviously he's called The Show, and apparently he started his own podcast, and Michael W. Dean from Freedom Fiends has been raving about it.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So he's been on the Freedom Fiends, and mm-hmm. he's been on a couple other shows, and we had a great discussion that extended beyond school and yak herding. We were talking about philosophy, you know, for a 15-year-old. A lot of 15-year-olds are really impressive, but the grasp that he's gotten on a lot of this material relatively quickly is fantastic, and I'm going to check back with him in the near future.
SchoolSucksProject.com for more Brett. Let's go back to the phones where we have Heal calling from Arizona. Heal, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ian,
hello, Heal.
Ian?
Yep.
I want to repeat something, unfortunately. The fact is the people in the Pentagon deserved it. So I want to ask you, Ian,
huh?
Minister.
Huh? Who said that?
Who knows who said that? Your minister friend right there defended, or was he advocating mass murder? And you didn't have, you already forgot that he said
what?
It. That's classic.
I don't know when you're talking about.
Mark, did you say it or not?
Yeah, I don't think Ian was present, and I tried to retract it afterwards. What I tried to say was something to the effect of, look, you know, like soldiers, they put themselves on the line. They are working within a system that is subjugating these people. It's not a surprise to me. Whereas innocence in...
It was just a Freudian slip. Okay.
All right, whatever.
What people, wait a minute, what people in the Pentagon?
Okay, well, let me...
This is one of the problems with Heal, who...
Yeah, Heal. I can speak for it, then. I'll have what I want to say, Mark.
Hold on. Brett's really confused. So I'm going to put you on hold since you don't want to actually stop talking for a moment. Go ahead,
I just want a clarification on the people in the Pentagon who deserved it, whether they deserved it or not. I'm sure no one deserves, you know.
Well, I don't know what they deserve and what they don't deserve. I'm not ready to retract completely the statement. What I'm prepared to do is talk about it, is let's compare the people who died in the World Trade Center, who largely were innocent civilians who had no real concept as what the United States government's doing and have not, you know, put the flag on their right shoulder or left shoulder, whichever side it goes, I don't know, said, you know, I'm on that team. Whereas the people in the Pentagon signed up for the military, most of them more than one time,
about the janitor, though? The janitorial staff.
I kind of wonder, okay, so if you decide that you're going to contract to work at the mob's, to clean up the mob's office, can you expect to drive by?
Probably more so than any other office.
So the Pentagon is the seat of power for the U.S. military, right?
Yeah.
The U.S. military is the organization that's being used as security for the kings and dictators in the Middle East, i.e. Yemen and Saudi Arabia. So, I mean, I'm just looking in retrospect here. And so what we can see is that the 9/11 bombers were largely claimed to be from Yemen and Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And those people, pretty mad at their rulers in many cases, and if you want to get rid of your rulers, you're going to have to get rid of the United States in the process, right?
Mm.
So do you think that the people in the Pentagon signed up to put themselves in harm's way because of the actions of the United States government?
Just to elucidate, the people, most of the people who are probably in the Pentagon who were killed by whatever happened there, were probably accountants. That was the part of the building that got hit was actually, so they might have been civilians, right? They might have been non-military personnel.
I understand, but is it a military building?
It is a military building, yeah.
So I don't know. I assume
that. Does that mean those people deserve to die?
I don't know what deserve means, man.
Is that what you said, though?
What does deserve? I need a quote, but I'm sure I said something very close to it because I was kind of in one of these heated situations where I'm trying to compare the one building to the other.
Yeah, I have to say, this sounds like a Sunday show. I don't think I was there for that.
But I don't think you were.
I understand what you're saying. That what you're saying, even if deserve isn't the right word, what you're saying makes sense. That, you know, obviously. The Pentagon would be a more high value target in the.
I don't think a soldier deserves a bullet in the head from somebody in the Middle East because he put the patch on his shoulder.
Right.
But what do you think that the people in the Middle East, many of them, think about a government that claims to be of the people that then subjugates them? Don't you think that they believe that their soldiers bear some guilt?
Let's go back to Heal. He is back on the line here. Go ahead.
Anyway, I don't know about the veracity of Glenn's claims about ISIS, just that I know that Glenn was not talking about Muslims for Liberty, who will, rather than even referring to the ISIS claim at all, you know, those men in black, maybe or maybe not, are engaging in commanded genital mutilation of women in Mosul. He just engaged in ad hominem attacks right off the bat and alleged it's just all Jewish propagandists, you know, Adelson, Gaffney, et al.
And I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you're talking about what Will said.
You don't listen to anything because you smoke too much dope. You literally do. Will literally alleged that all the claims made by Glenn were because of people that are in their underwear at home blogging on behalf of Jewish propagandists and are getting money from the government and from Homeland Security. Will is a piece of black trash. I'll say that to his face. That literally
excuse me?
Jewish
what is black trash?
What is black trash?
A piece of black trash.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
You know what white trash is, Brett, right? You grew up around a lot of it, didn't you?
Are you alleging that Will is not Caucasian?
I'm Will is.
I grew up in a very Republican neighborhood, I'll have you know.
Very good, Brett. I do think there's such thing as white trash, just as I think there's such thing as black trash. And I'm
okay, Will Coley is a Caucasian convert to
Islam. You want, if you let me respond.
He's not listening to you.
Mark. No.
I said Will Coley
is. I just listened to you talk for 5 minutes. I'm trying to.
How do you guys not think this guy is a troll? How do you think this is?
Did I say he's not a troll?
How do you think this is a for real person?
I don't know if he's real. I didn't say I thought he was for real.
I absolutely think he's real.
I'm talking to you right now for real. Do you really believe in that Sabian strategy? That
I think he might be Jimmy in Arizona, personally.
The United States of America murder more people than the Nazis? This is crap that you said on Free Talk Live. Right. I'd like you to...
Well, Heal, it seems like you don't know what you're talking about. Number one, Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty is a white guy. He's pretty much as white as you can get. He's like a kind of redneck-looking dude from Tennessee. I mean, if you didn't know any better, if you were sitting in a bar in Tennessee, and, of course, Will probably wouldn't be drinking
wouldn't
any alcohol
drinking
in the bar.
In a bar.
But, you know, he could be in the bar accompanying a friend who was drinking. Will would totally fit right in like, you know, a redneck bar in Tennessee, or going out, mudbogging or doing whatever it is that rednecks do. I mean, that's how he grew up, and that's still the way he looks.
He also brought up the claim from a couple months ago that I made that, and I think it got distorted a little little bit. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I would stand by the United States and Great Britain, the good guys, you know, killed more people in the 20th, were responsible for more death in the 20th century than the Nazis. People can look it up. And to be fair to the U.S. and Great Britain, the Nazis only had like 20 years to do what they wanted to do. And U.S. and Great Britain had the whole century.
You know, when I talked to Will Cawley and Dobby Barker from Muslims for Liberty, I detect compassion towards other humans, even outside of their religion. And when I talk to James, a.k.a. Heal, in Arizona, I don't detect compassion at all. So I know who I'm siding with. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Heal.
That's a fallacy.
Crash.
The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary. Because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 25th, 2014, gold opened at $1,295.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.71, $671.35 for a half ounce, or $335.68 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,342.71, $671.35, and $335.68.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can only call the show once per night, but you can always call back the next night if you felt like you didn't get your thoughts out. Calling the studio line in the middle of show or in the middle of the breaks to insult me personally or insult our board operator at the network studio.
Yeah, what's the board operator got to
just do makes you look desperate. Toll-free number, I'll let you decide who it was that made that call during the break. Toll-free number, two calls, 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, how are your teeth feeling these days?
I love my Magic Mud. It is a great product, and what it is it's a natural fluoride-less remedy for what's going on in your mouth, bacteria and stains and those sorts of things. So first off, as far as stain fighting goes, you will see a difference in the first application of my Magic Mud. Now, the first week I had it, first maybe 2 weeks I had it, I used it every single night basically as my nighttime toothpaste. And within the first four applications, my teeth were as white as my teeth could be. And as a matter of fact, my hygienist commented on the cleanliness of my mouth. It had been just like a week after I'd started, and I, you know, raved to her about it, and she wrote down mymagicmud.com to sort of check it out. You can go to mymagicmud.com and listen to an interview with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole and see how he explains the benefits of My Magic Mud. And that in and of itself is worth your time. Stop what you're doing. If you're cruising the internet right now, just go to mymagicmud.com and go watch that video, because we're going to do without My Magic Mud any longer, because this is just a great product. It makes your mouth feel so clean. In the morning, I don't have that film on my teeth any longer. Also, if I had, say, I had some red wine that evening and didn't brush my teeth with it, it just immediately sort of neutralizes the taste in your mouth as you go along. You can kind of feel it go from right to left as you brush, whichever direction you brush. It's amazing stuff. My Magic Mud, yes, they take Bitcoin, and it is just fantastic stuff. MyMagicMud.com.
All right, let's continue here. You can bring up whatever you'd like. We've got Alex on the line in Knoxville. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Alex in Knoxville, Tennessee, going once.
Yes,
I hear someone on a phone. Alex. Hey, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Hey, everybody. Heels call about the Pentagon. Mark Simmons on Pentagon brought up something from one of my favorite movies. A analogy that I thought was pretty similar. Have you ever seen Clerks?
Long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago.
Yes, I look forward to seeing how this ties together.
I can't imagine.
Okay. There's a scene where the two main characters, Dante and Randall, are discussing the morality of blowing up the Death Star in Star Wars.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Hmm. Well done. you did it.
One of, I don't remember which one, says that the Death Star and the second Death Star was technically unfinished. So a lot of the people on there would have been civilian contractors. And were they really culpable in the, you know, in this military weapon that they were working on? And one takes a position that they weren't, and that there was a slaughter of innocents. Then a contractor happens to walk up in the middle of the conversation and relays a story about how a buddy, a fellow contractor, friend of his, had gotten a job working on a mob boss's house. Whereas he had previously passed it up, even though it was good money. And his friend happened to be working on the house during the middle of a hit against the mob boss and was killed in the crossfire. So the question is, not to say that, I'd never say they deserved it, but they have to understand what sort of, that they're putting themselves in the line of fire, that it is a big target.
Right. It's to be, it's a possibility, right? It's,
well, I think that the Pentagon, I think anybody would say that if an individual's government, if their foreign individual's government, if their government, if they view their government as a sock puppet for the U.S. State Department, that then the Pentagon becomes a legitimate military target for somebody who moves into sort of a paramilitary world, from a civilian into the world of terrorist, which I guess terrorist is sort of a paramilitary individual, that the Pentagon is clearly a military target for those people. Now, if you work every day, I don't care if you're an accountant or janitor or secretary, every day at the world's largest legitimate military target, I think that I think it would be hard to say that you don't really. I mean, you know, like there's you couldn't possibly see this coming, maybe.
Right. So yeah, and just removing the word "deserve" to say like, I would simplify like this, right? A contractor working on the house of a mobster who gets shot up. The house gets shot up and he gets killed. That's a tragedy. What happened at the Pentagon, where you might have some civilian contractors, it's certainly unfortunate. The people probably should have understood.
Any terrible violence on anybody.
But these contractors working on something called the Death Star, they deserve it. if you're going to work every day at a place called the Death Star, you're culpable, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe they didn't call it the Death Star for the contractors.
But they already had a Death Star. They knew what it was. It was a replica, the old one. It was bigger.
Look, Star Wars is clearly rebel propaganda, and you know as well as I do that it was the peacekeeping star.
Well, right. Maybe it was marketed differently to the people who were helping.
That's right. Maybe just the rebels called. No, maybe just the rebels called it the Death Star. But I thought I remember the people on it calling it the Death Star.
And you know what? Those darn rebels. They circumcise their women.
Thanks, Alex. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that was about all of it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Good job, Alex. You've gotten us kicked off at least 10 radio stations.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's just really... what we're saying here is really not mainstream, right?
I gotcha. Yeah, I don't think we're going to get kicked off 10
stations. I'm just kidding.
Doug's on the line in Ann Arbor.
That's hard.
You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, welcome. Go ahead.
Good. Hey, I called one time before. I work in a federal prison here in Michigan. I work with a lot of people who work there are veterans. I'm a veteran myself. And what I've discovered since I've worked there, especially since the first Gulf War, is literally probably about 95% of the guys that I work with that are veterans that have been overseas, that have been deployed, when they come back, they get coached by the VA on what symptoms that they should exhibit to get diagnosed with PTSD. And literally just about everyone that I work with that's a veteran gets at least $1,200 a month in disability from the government because they have PTSD. And it's just this gigantic weight. And literally we have one guy at work there who's been deemed 100% disabled. And he was 100% disabled when he started. So he gets over $2,000 a month from the government. Plus his full-time paycheck.
And he's allowed to work?
No.
And he's allowed to work there, yeah.
Doug, if you can hang on, I'd like to bring you back, keep the conversation going here, because it's interesting. It's kind of the reverse of some of the other things that have been claimed about the VA and PTSD, or the military and PTSD. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You can actually create the content right there on the front page. You can submit stories through our Reddit-based system and vote up what you like and vote down what you don't there at freetalklive.com. You need focus? Are you feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts? Look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making a difference in their work and giving them that critical edge that they need. Over at modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency so you enjoy significant results, and that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. And modup.net supports the Bitcoin community. In fact, if you order with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount at modup.net. Plus, whether you're ordering with Bitcoin or with those other currencies, you can use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order at modup.net, modup.net. World-class service at a great price. We go to Doug, or back to Doug, listening in Ann Arbor. You were calling because you work in a federal prison. You said most of the guys you work with are former military, as you are. You've heard that the VA, the Veterans Administration, has been giving military veterans instructions. Some of the doctors there have been giving them instructions on how to become qualified as a PTSD vet and therefore get a check from the government regularly in order to somehow pay for the treatment for said PTSD. It sounds like you're skeptical, Doug, of the validity of the claims of many of these of your coworkers as to them having PTSD.
Yeah, well, they'll readily admit to you that they don't have PTSD at all. That it's basically just it's a scam and
that's fraud. Okay.
Yeah, it's fraud, and it makes me laugh because most of them are very staunch right wing Republicans that talk all the time about the welfare state and how the Democrats are giving away all this money to the welfare state, and they're picking up a check every month from Uncle Sam and they get it for the rest of their life.
It's amazing how people can. It's amazing how people can have this sort of dichotomy going in their mind. They can be out on disability, but those welfare recipients, they're the bad ones. Or the welfare recipients that say, my God, these people that are lying about their disabilities to get a check, I can't believe it. And it's amazing, and it smacks in many cases just sort of blatant racism. I can't tell for sure, though.
Seems like it's an easy thing to rationalize, though. I mean, the people on welfare didn't serve, right? So these guys can say, "Hey, I served. I earned.
They owe me."
Yeah.
Well, what they're doing though in this case is they're sort of dictating what they deserve as a pension, as opposed to, the pension that they signed up for.
Right.
Okay. So there's another side of this though, Doug, and I'm not saying this some way discounts what you're saying. I believe that both of these things can be true. I think what you're saying is true, and what I'm about to tell you is also true. And that is that we've had people call in to talk about how the military or the VA or whoever it is actually trying to stop veterans and some veterans from getting benefits for PTSD, veterans that actually have PTSD, that they'll go in after their term to the VA and, hey, I've got PTSD, and then the VA doctors there at some of these locations are apparently telling them, well, after our analysis, no, it looks like you had the PTSD before. Yes, you have PTSD, but it looks like you had it before you joined the military, some childhood trauma or whatever. So because it happened before the military, we're not on the hook for paying for it.
Wow.
We've heard that, too. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think what's probably happened is just recently I think they've realized this thing has gotten so totally out of hand that they realize they're not going to be able to sustain it, and they're probably trying to back off somehow. Because really, I mean, after you start doing this, it's hard to stop. You've got more and more guys getting out every day, and at some point, it reaches a critical mass where their budget is not going to be able to handle all the disability anymore. So that's probably what they're doing. They're probably trying to slow it down at this point.
So is it possible that it's not systemic and, since you're working in one location with a bunch of other people who are also in that location, that they could be talking to less than a handful of people at one branch of the VA?
Mm.
Right. It varies. Yeah. One VA hospital can vary in their policies and procedures greatly.
Sure. Yeah. Right. We've heard the whole range. I mean, I've heard veterans say they think their doctor at the VA is trying to kill them. And I've heard veterans say they just had glowing experiences. So really, it all depends, it seems.
It's a really interesting story, Doug, because there's really no evidence that I know of. And if you have any, I'd like to hear it, that something similar to what you're describing is systemic, right? This seems to be a pretty isolated incident compared to a lot of the other stories that we've heard.
Well, the guys that I talk to that have gotten out of the military within the last 10 years, tell me that when they're in the process of getting out of the military, and this is they're not retiring. They've been in 4 years, 8 years, whatever. They're at the end of their enlistment. You go to classes that prepare you to get back into civilian life, that resume building and all this stuff. And one of these classes is on VA benefits, and that's when they go over, okay, these are the primary diagnoses that you have that the VA pays disability for, and then they go over, okay, this is PTSD, these are what the symptoms are. And there's no physical symptoms, they're all psychological, so if you go in there and you just rattle off this list of symptoms, they're going to diagnose you. They have no way of verifying it at all, and from what I've been told from these guys, everybody that comes out of a war zone, when you come back and you get out of the military, they get this. It's like they see it as being part of their benefit package.
Well, I've got to say that I've...
Fascinating.
If you were in a war zone and actually participated in war, I wouldn't doubt for a second you've got PTSD.
I agree.
It's pretty common. How long you, at that point, merit, some kind of disability, I don't know. This is one of those funny things. Like, I feel like veterans have been ripped off from their benefits for a very long time. But this is one of those situations where they essentially have to commit fraud in order to get the benefits. I think the benefits, maybe they should be better. I don't know. I find it all just very confusing. If America didn't rush off to war so often, it wouldn't have to deal with this. And if it didn't illegalize things like MDMA, then they could do relatively inexpensive treatments for PTSD. We had a caller that we suggested that he try that rather than suicide. And
it worked for him.
Well, he claimed to have really great results.
Right.
Doug, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate you bringing it to the table. And anytime you got any prison stories, give us a call back. Appreciate that, too. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Said he worked in a federal prison, so there's always prison stories. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We've got Nathan. He's on Skype in Texas.
Evening, everyone.
Hi, Nathan. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to say goodbye to Brett. This is your last time on the show, and maybe the last time I'll get to talk to you. I had this idea about education and science education, and
that's
because
Brett doesn't take live calls on School Sucks, right? Aren't you doing a live video show sometimes? Just no calls, or
No, we would do calls if we did a live show, and that's something that we might be looking to revive in the coming months. It would be once a week. I won't say the time slot in case.
Okay,
so we
should talk. If you're going to do a live show.
We will.
All right, good.
We will. It's certainly a possibility.
Okay, good.
Well, you might have other opportunities in the future, Nathan.
Excellent. So go ahead, Nathan.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. Well, first, I just want to say I really appreciate everything you've done on the show, the tree conversation, the Death Star conversation. It's all been great stuff.
Thank you so much.
And so I've been thinking something about education for a while, and it really crystallized with a talk at Porkfest the year before by a professor. He was talking about rationalist theories and philosophy, and can we have an ethics based on just, a rational kind of list of rules kind of approach. And he mentioned something about science in that regard, which I thought was interesting. And his statement was that science isn't really science, or math isn't really math. And the example he used was the elements, which you probably know about.
You sure? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a work of basically it's the seminal work of mathematics, which was used to teach the subject.
Wait a minute, maybe I don't know what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about the periodic table.
I'm confused. You're gonna have to lay this out for me real simple. Like, hang on, Nathan. We'll bring you back here in a moment. The toll-free science isn't science. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's confusing. We'll come back with more here in moments. What does that mean? This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here and bring up anything.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world, attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money, access a vast library of books, and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the ProXPN toll-free line, and ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. And before it reaches your ISP, your internet service provider right now, if you're not using ProXPN, it's probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter, keeping those logs for, in some cases, up to 5 years. You can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL, download their software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android. Linux users, you don't actually have to download software for Linux. There's a little bit of a different setup process involved, but you can make it work. It's pretty simple. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get started there for free, and when you're ready to upgrade to premium, the premium account gets unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, and the ability to privately torrent, plus get past regionally blocked websites. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started and use promo code FTL20 when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account. The FTL20 code gets you 20% off of the price of said account, and if you order the annual plan, it breaks the price down to just $5 a month. And ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. In addition to that, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. Promo code is FTL20. As we continue here, we go to Jeremy in St. George, Utah. Actually, you know what? I apologize, Jeremy. Hang on a second. I just realized we were in the middle of Nathan's call. Sorry about that, Nathan. We'll get to Jeremy here in a moment. So you were saying something about science isn't science. I'm confused. What were you trying to get at there?
Well, the first of all, the elements, I want to make sure Brett knows what I'm talking about. It's a geometry treatise, which was basically used for thousands of years to teach mathematics. And it's basically a template for how math is done. You start out with axioms, and then you logically deduce from those axioms the principles, you know, that a triangle has 360 degrees and whatnot. So okay. Are you with me so far?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so the context of this was at Porkfest, Professor Humer was talking about the same thing in libertarianism, where you start out with like an axiom, like the NAP, and then you derive...
Non-aggression principle.
And then, yeah, principle, that's the key word, and then you derive things from it in a logical fashion. And his point was...
So, like, the non-aggression principle, you could derive from that, that it's not nice to hit people who have not hit you first.
Or you could derive that I have the right to fly a plane at a certain height over your house or whatever. So his point was to criticize this approach as being insufficient. He has this whole, I think he has a book about common sense libertarianism. But I was more interested in his example, which was, in this case, mathematics and geometry. And his argument was, well, look, if you look at this book of geometry and it tells you in a logical fashion how to derive propositions, but it doesn't tell you how to arrive at those propositions or why you think they might be true. And in fact, the Egyptians, like, you know, 1,000 years earlier, they knew about, for example, that the square of the size of a right triangle equals the hypotenuse. You know, yeah. They had to use it for surveying and, you know, land usage and things like that. And since then, I found that that's is an aspect of the education system, and this is what I'm curious if you agree with me, Brett. It seems like this kind of problem pervades science education the way it's taught, because the whole system is a very rationalist approach where you're given a list of rules, whether it's, you know, how to balance an equation in chemistry, or you're given rules in algebra and you have to memorize these rules, and there's no context of, no. Well, like, this is how you come up with these ideas. This is how, you know, this is evidence.
So what you're saying is, just to be clear, so what you're saying is that in the government classrooms, school classrooms around the country, they're presenting all of these rules to students without explanation for how they were discerned?
Math is taught.
Precisely.
Math is taught, and most of my recent math instruction has been with the SAT, which has a lot of geometry on it. Math is taught like magic spells to these kids. Hmm. Like there's something called the Pythagorean theorem that, if I jog everyone's memory, I'm sure they remember, A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
C squared!
Nicely done. So this is to find, if you know two sides of a right triangle, you can find the third side using this formula.
Right.
There's another formula when we're working on XY coordinate planes called the distance formula that looks a little bit more complicated, right? And it's all under a square root and, you know, plusing and minusing and squaring things.
I'm sure I did it, but it's been a long time.
You've done it. Now, what the distance formula is it's the Pythagorean theorem written in a way that you can use it on an XY coordinate plane to find the distance of a line. I know my hand gestures aren't helpful on the radio, I'm sorry, but this just appears to be magic. And I can give simpler examples like the number pi. Nobody knows what pi is. Do you guys know what pi is?
Hold on. Give me a second. It is the, if I bisect a line through a circle and that line is a one unit of measurement, then the distance of around the circle is 3.14.
159.
Whatever.
Something.
Mark is correct.
Woo!
And he's very excited about it if you're not here in the studio. It is the pi, 3.1415, so on and so forth, forever, is the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. But nobody knows that. So nobody is really learning anything about math except how to do a factory labor process of here's a problem, here's some formulas, you put them together, and you get an answer.
Does this mean that high school math has changed? Because they're not teaching you pi in middle school generally. So does this mean that high school math has in public schools has changed since 1987 or whenever I was in Algebra 2?
No, I don't think it's changed much at all.
Then they definitely told me how to, you know, come up what pi is and those sorts of things. I mean, I understood math until trigonometry and analytic geometry, and mostly that had to do with me sleeping.
Right. Okay. So you're saying it was explained to you what pi was.
Absolutely.
I've done this survey, I can't even think of how many hundreds of kids I've done the SAT class with in the past few years. Very, very, very few known the answers. Remember, these are the elites. These are the kids who can pay for an SAT class that costs $500.
Yeah, but I was one of those kids, and I can tell you I got behind in math more than one time, and I was befuddled. Because once you're lost in math,
yeah,
you tend to stay lost that year.
Yeah, it's cumulative.
You can sit down as a student, and I did this twice, you can sit down and say, I am catching up. And then you can read the textbook, because you can actually read a math book. I know they don't tell you you can do that, but you can read a math book and then explain, and it explains what's going on, and you can catch up. I did it twice. Now, I realize I'm a super genius, but good Lord, anybody can read a book.
Yeah, I was going to point
that
out.
Boy, I couldn't do it. When I was in school, man, I could not force myself to read those textbooks.
Well, I think that's part of the problem. I think that's part of the problem because it's this kind of uber-rationalist approach. You wind up in this long chain of deduction where you don't really know where you're coming from or where you're going and why did they do that at that step? And, you know, I kind of view it as, and this is coming from a super genius, of course.
Sure.
So it kind of reminds me of this whole Prussian model where you have to get the idea is to make students, teach them a set of procedures so they can work in a factory, if I can compare it to that.
Yeah.
It's like you're teaching them mathematical procedures, scientific procedures, so that they can become whatever, you know, enter the workforce or
proficient enough to function at whatever the task is that they're doing. And, you know, they don't need to know how math works in order to calculate the other side of the triangle. They just need to know the formula.
Right.
You know, they don't need to know, for example, that probability theory went through all these, you know, schisms and arguments and letters between Pascal and Fermat about arguing about and, you know, coming up with the ideas. They just need to know that, the probability of the coin is one half. And if you have two
math
of them,
is just finished
by them together.
Yeah, they learn that math is just finished and agreed upon, and there was never any doubt about that. And the real tragedy is they learn things like history the same way.
Nathan, good call tonight. I think you finally made sense to me. I appreciate the, at least on this topic. Thank you for making it. I know what he meant when he said math isn't math and science isn't science. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, Jeremy is in St. George. Sorry about that, Jeremy. You are on the air with us listening to KZNU. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you had a call a few minutes ago from George about certain VA benefits. I myself am also a combat veteran, two tours in Iraq. And it's a similar experience. When you come home from a deployment, you go to what they call the MOV station or mobilization station, and you go through all these briefings and classes about, okay, you're going home and you're going to reunite with your family, so on and so forth. It almost did feel like a sales pitch. I think they were borderline, if not over the border, on, hey, if you say you got these symptoms, you know, we can get you all this extra money for disability, so on and so forth. But I was highly skeptical. Because it about the same time we got home from Iraq, which is we left at the end of 2011, I think it was either the NDAA of 11 or 12 authorized basically unlimited detention of service members, you know, if they were found to be a potential threat either to themselves or their community or their family because of mental instability. And in fact, there was a case, I can't remember.
That's some scary stuff. Hang on, Jeremy. If you want to tell us more, you can do that here. In hour number three, more on the way. Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days.
beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.